This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ryan, and we're talking about nutraceuticals and wellness protocols. I mean, this is pretty neat stuff. I'm going to throw out a couple here now that we're in hour number two. Let's start off with a couple of my favorites. Xenoestrogen detox. This one is important. If you don't want to get cancer, any kind of cancer, you want to get rid of the endocrine disruptors and the xenotoxins. Many of them are halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide. I'd pair that up with Nutra Defense, and I'd also be taking things like Life Support, which has the phase 2 detoxification, and I'd also take bio-LVR and semethyl, because those are methylations, one of the main ways to get toxins out. And most people don't realize, when your liver chelates, what's called cross-links, the toxins, you know, to fluoridation, to sulfation, glucuronidation, and methylation pathways, to grab the toxins and put it in your bile, there's deconjugating bacteria. So one of the most important things for detox is to make sure they don't get re-released into your body, which is Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra and Berberstatin and Allicin meds will kill off these anaerobic bacteria, primarily in these other deconjugating bacteria that re-release them so they concentrate in your breast, your pancreas, your brain, your wherever, whatever tissue. So xenoestrogen detox, let's talk about that for a minute because this is important for men not wanting to get prostate cancer, women not wanting to get breast or uterine cancer. It's important. Most people don't realize that xenotoxins are the reason for the season. You know, when they talk about that, you know, Cancer Breast Awareness Month. How about, if you want to know your xenotoxins, I can actually arrange for you to get a breath test with Dr. William Shaw's lab and over in, Dr. William Ray's lab in Environmental Health Center of Dallas. And you can do a breath test, send it off to them, and they'll actually do a chromatography to actually tell you what toxins are present at parts per million or higher in your breath. People say, no. Well, that's what causes breast cancer. I mean, people shouldn't scratch their head. How did I get cancer? It's like, are you kidding? I can tell you precisely how you got cancer. You know, you got all these toxins in your body. What do you expect? You don't detoxify, right?
Right. Well, the xenoestrogen detox formulation is remarkable. People are often asking, like, what do you do to protect yourself? And there's usually like, well, take an antioxidant, take some more vitamin C, or just random things like that. But as you're saying, Dr. Bill, the issues with regards to either environmental or just, you know, even hormones that we produce internally in our body are a very high risk for us. Right. In our environment, we are constantly being bombarded by what are known as xenoestrogens. These chemicals that mimic what look like real estrogen in our body, the damage there is they can bind to our receptor sites and deliver a hormonic-based, hormone-like message into our tissue that's causing it to do things it's not supposed to be doing. But from plastics to fuels to drugs to pesticides, really we're surrounded and bathing in these substances that then we have to fight to get rid of. And so xenoestrogen detox, as the name implies, is all about detoxification. One, protection of the tissue. Two, helping the body to detoxify and move it out. So there's a lot of unique ingredients in there that work on different mechanisms to help the body to help defend against what is really going to be the prominent cause of a lot of illness that
right.
People face.
I'm going to make a very dark prediction now that I've sort of been hinted around before, but I'm going to make this very dark prediction. Then in one, maybe two generations, but in one generation, I expect by 2036, human biology will be so assaulted by increasing scalar radiation from Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, et cetera, so much more toxins in the environment from electro pollution and radio toxins from increasing nuclear reactors that are spewing out radioisotopes, like Fukushima Daiichi, but all radioactive reactors are, even the ones that are not post-geriatric, like most of ours in North America and across Europe. And then you add all the biotoxins in the environment, from, you know, hydrofracking with toxic chemicals to pesticides to what's called toilets and tap water, where they recycle water because of, quote, climate shift and areas of extreme drought. So they're decided, hey, well, let's just reuse the toilet water and the industrial water, and we'll make it, quote, potable, which is a fancy term saying it won't taste bad, but it will kill you, kind of water. And that if you don't detoxify, you're going to die, and you're going to get sick first early. So this is not an optional thing. And that's why I mentioned there are other nutraceuticals. Another one that's the very core is our Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. These have the albion chelated minerals, bioactivated high-absorption nutraceuticals are in their final steps, so they jump to gene defect in our bodies that we may have, like vitamin B6 conversion defect or B1, etc. Then, of course, we have things to help with microcirculation, like VeinAway. If you were worried about your kidney function, let's say you've had diabetes and you took inadvertently a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug and zapped your kidneys because you stopped the protective prostaglandins in the face of increased oxidative stress, bye-bye renal function. Well, you can bring it back with Ultracyamin B1 and VeinAway and ellagic acid. These will actually resurrect your kidney function. Along with another one I love is the Omega Supreme Krill. I mean, this lady this morning that had the Alzheimer's, you want to remyelinate her brain. You want to give her Neurogen, Nutrifos, Minerals Plus, and Ultracyamin B1, and to support her cholinergic pathways, CDP choline, and uridine monophosphate. But VeinAway is really important. Kidney, brain, every microcirculation anywhere, your glomeruli, your kidney, your frontal lobes, you still actually have some. Let's talk about VeinAway for a minute, because this is a really unusual nutraceutical, and nobody else has anything even remotely like it.
Yeah, this is a very unique substance. Actually, it's derived from the inside of an orange. It's a particular orange, an organically grown orange out of Spain. It's a sweet orange, and the white part that oftentimes you look at and you go, I don't even know if I want to eat that. Actually, from there, they can harvest a very unique molecule. And this molecule that's being used has an affinity in our bodies to help protect us. It's a really good antioxidant, but it also has these effects that are working on kind of inflammatory progressions like a cardiovascular disease, where one of the initial progression steps is what's known as an intracellular adhesion molecule. So it's a substance basically for the immune system where we're binding to the aligning of our cardiovascular system. And the molecule that's in VeinAway can inhibit that from occurring as a protection mechanism. But also it's been in studies for the last 50 years on issues that occur like spider veins or varicose veins or hemorrhoid development or dysfunction to the kidneys where they're not clearing like albumin filtration rates. And showing that it has a very interesting and dramatic effect in the body in lots of different ways that all have to do with circulation and the protection of the vasculature.
Right. And in the kidney, for example, if you measure microalbumin, not just regular albumin protein, but micro, your doctor can do this test. And if you take VeinAway and Ultracyamin B1, you'll see your microalbumin level drop to normal. And that's kind of amazing. In diabetics, if you're spilling microalbumin, you're losing kidney function. That's just a fact. And when I took over the practice of four general internists in the intensive care unit of the Swedish Hospital Medical Center in 97, I had hundreds and hundreds of diabetics, and not a one was getting their monitored microalbumin. When I tested, one quarter had catastrophic levels of microalbumin in the urine, and another quarter had some in the urine. The other half were kind of okay. That's not good. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of diabetics just in my practice, which was pretty damn big, that were actually saying, bye-bye, kiddies, it was nice knowing you. And also bye-bye eyes, because we now know that glaucoma and macular changes and so on are all just microcirculation problems, which you can reverse with things like Omega Supreme, Krill, VeinAway, and ellagic acid in our cardiovasc, things to help stop the peroxy nitrate like cell detox, glutathione, and gamma A+. So these are all reversible, but there's no conventional drugs that are comparable. None. By the way, we now have the VascuCare back, our carnitine, and it works wonderfully with our CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol. Let's touch on these for a minute, because our CoQ10s are very unique. Nobody else has a non-crystallizing CoQ10. That means nobody else in the entire marketplace anywhere, either medical or, you know, vitamin stores. And then we have the CoQ10 ubiquinol, the highest absorption water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol for the brain, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier and other solid organs. It's also the reserve form. So your body has a reserve form, and when it needs to convert, it converts back. So I tell people take both. But let's talk about these for a minute, because if your CoQ10 level is low, your mitochondria and your blood vessels and your heart and your brain and your muscles, for example, don't work. And that's important. I can hear the bumper, so we've been bumped. I think we're going to talk about when we get back.
Thank you.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. And so, Ryan, we're talking about that little topic beforehand. Let's kind of continue that.
Sorry, talking about Vainaway.
Yeah, Vainaway is one of my... I'm really happy with it. I mean, it doesn't just stop varicose veins and spider nevi. It'll actually... It'll stop what we call microvascular weird things. Vainaway is also very helpful for things like... We had a case a week or so ago of someone who had... polymyalgia rheumatica with arteritis of the temporal arteries, which, by the way, can cause you to have a stroke or, a brain hemorrhage. And veinaways also helpful for people that are developing expanding aneurysms. And I tell people my aneurysm treatment protocol involves collagen max, elagic acid, and veinaway, things to actually strengthen the vessel wall. And Omega Supreme Krill to stop oxidative stress, because the blood vessel wall is under stress, and therefore, because it doesn't repair itself, it starts to balloon like a little bleb, or like a on the old style tires that used to have the inner tube, like when you're a kid in your bike or the old cars in the 50s, so they had a kind of inner tube type of thing where it would go pop. Well, that's what happens in the arteries in your head and your blood vessels in your neck or whatever. From it's not just high blood pressure. It may be high blood pressure, but it's primarily weakening of the wall, and veinaway is going to actually help to heal that wall of the vessel as well. So it's important, isn't it?
Sure is. One of the top issues that Americans anyway have to deal with, right? Cardiovascular disease progression, and these should all be, a lot of these things you're saying, spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoid issues, kidney filtration, things like that, we should be thinking about as all different kinds of warning lights that are coming up on the dashboard. And when you look at those, people go, well, that's not the same issue as this issue. It's like, well, they're all interrelated.
Well connected,
and that's what makes interesting for people to be able to use.
Dr. Barry Sears is an MD, lipidologist, expert in lipids. He was on a show a few years ago with his book about fatty acids. And the average ratio of pro-inflammatory to anti-inflammatory fatty acids in our culture is 50 to 1 abnormal. It's ridiculous. And we wonder why we get aneurysms or vascular disease or diabetes or renal failure if we start getting insulin resistance and so on. We shouldn't wonder. I mean, why? I mean, the thing is, it's good for business if you're a doctor and you're working in the renal dialysis unit or you're doing transplants. It's really good business if you're a doctor doing eye care and someone's got glaucoma and you're going to zap them very expensively with a laser in the limbus of their core of their iris to open up the intraocular pressures, thinking that's going to cure them, when really the problem is their microcirculation. It's almost like going to the monkey farm, in the zoo, and it's not the smartest monkeys that are running the monkey zoo part of the zoo. It's the most aggressive, dominant monkeys, and they aren't necessarily doing good things to make things better. That's really not good. And the same way in we see this in geopolitics, which we'll get into later, and we have Lowell Ponte on in probably the second half of this hour, because what I see happening is beyond the circus. I mean, you can't even call it a circus. But the circus of medicine is pretty bad, too, but it's got a body count. How many diabetics know that they should be on a fat-soluble thiamine? Boom. How many diabetics know they should all be on veinaway? None? How about none? I mean, in Europe, a few doctors or functional medicine doctors know, but most people don't. How many people realize that their blood insulin fasting and their blood glucagon are into orbit, and their cortisol level, because their adrenals are the primary thing that counteracts insulin? Well, your insulin resistance, by the way, it's not fixed at a certain level or ratio at a certain hour of the morning. Your insulin resistance changes during the day. I've talked to diabetics that can take 500 units of insulin one day, and the next day they're taking 25. It's because insulin resistance is not fixed. It's very, very strongly fluctuating. Some people, they call them brittle diabetics because their insulin resistance is all over the map, and it's all related to these cytokines. And we can easily modulate them with nutraceuticals, but can the average doctor figure out how to do that? Absolutely not. Are you kidding? It's ridiculous. That's why when I hear people say they want to just slap people on glipizide and glucophage, glucophage isn't bad. I don't mind glucophage, but glipizide, hell. You don't want any drugs that are going to drive up your blood insulin. Insulin's the devil. You drive up insulin or you give people insulin shots, forget it about losing weight. You want to fatten somebody up. And I'm old enough that I took care of, talked to Dr. Banting and Bess that invented insulin. That's back in medical school in the early 70s. So I've actually met him personally. And in Holland, the people came out of the death camps, you know how they make them fat again? Put muscle back on them? They gave them insulin shots, forcing insulin. Because you want to get fat, we're going to give you a shot of insulin, man. Your blood sugar is going to hit the floor. Your body's going to, you're going to eat. And you're going to pack on the weight. And by the way, later on in your life, because you had all this insulin, you have a much higher risk of turning diabetic. Okay? And now insulin's driven up by bad stuff like Splenda, which is chlorinated sugar, optical isomer, and by the big bad devil itself, aspartame, which turns to diketopiperazine, which is jet fuel, by the way. formaldehyde and methyl alcohol, which can make you blind. That's why even the still guys running in the Appalachian Mountains pour off the first part of the still, because they know it's a methyl alcohol. It's the bad stuff that will make you blind as a bat, as they say. But so what people don't understand is that we know this stuff now. I mean, it's not like we're ignorant anymore. So there's really no excuse, is there?
No. People listening to you, Dr. Bell, that's probably what they're thinking right now is, well, you know what? Now I'm learning this stuff. I need to be able to, I'm empowered to make a decision.
Right.
And that's the key.
Right. And there's lots of other health professionals on radio and television and so on, like Dr. Ross. They don't get into the deep stuff like I do. They don't. They probably don't know. I've been at this longer than even the academies before they were even set up. I was doing functional medicine back in when I was in medical school, researching things and getting in trouble and asking questions of my professors. And when I started in 1980, I immediately started doing research on toxicology, immunology, diabetes research, and I got immediately into trouble with my colleagues by just even asking questions and getting labs that are certified and, you know, national registries of labs that are certifying the standards every month, like Biosciences in La Jolla, California. So don't. If you're a doctor or in training, I don't care if you're a chiropractor, naturopath, a health professional, nurse practitioner, do break the paradigms, but do it scientifically. You know, figure out a paradigm, measuring how you can measure to prove what you're saying is true through your observations, but also lab testing and imaging, and then break the paradigms, because that's what we need to do. We're not going to move forward unless we have people that break the paradigms. It's not going to be moved forward by committee. It's individuals that have a backbone and an attitude. It's not going to happen. Because they pour $1 billion in to find the cause of cancer or autoimmune disease. Right now, I can reverse a lot of hundreds of illnesses that people say are impossible by regular doctors. Hundreds, not just dozens. And why is that? Why is that? Because I ask tough questions and I try to find ways of working around the problem and pulling apart the Gordian knot. And I'm good at knot tying. I know how to untie knots because I don't believe the word can't or impossible. I just don't believe it. I think it's a matter of us applying ourselves. And then, you know, we may not have all the science now, but we're getting there. I mean, it's amazing how fast our science is advancing. A good example is blood vessels, Supernox. If you want to raise nitric oxide, you want to take our cardiovascular Supernox. You want to take gamma E plus to stop hydroproxy radical. You want to support nitric oxide by taking selenium cruciferate and taking, you know, Nutritrella, or cell defense, which is curcumin, or Regenerex, which stimulates the, you know, the PGC2 alpha, 1 alpha, and the superoxide dismutase pathways. We know all this stuff now. We're not in the dark anymore. That's why we have solutions.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and this open lines, and before we get back to nutraceuticals, I'm going to cover some of the major news items before we bring on Lowell Ponte in the third hour. It's going to be an amazing book. And by the way, he's got a special deal on these books. Usually they give away so many thousands of books for free, and all you have to do is contact them. That's kind of pretty cool. First is the Lahore Easter bombing. Lahore is a very major Christian part of Pakistan, and it killed 70 people and injured several hundred. They targeted Christians specifically at their Easter celebrations in Lahore, killing 70 people. Pretty nasty. And, of course, it's right after Brussels. And I get a kick out of people like Clinton that don't want to say it's Muslim. Now, here's the issue. Most Muslims, 98%, are decent people that don't follow the Hadith and the Shura and all the other foolishness. They are literally being westernized. And they believe in a moderate form of Islam that doesn't believe in the garbage. They believe in the positive things where they're pro-life. They do not abort their babies, which is part of the reason why the population is growing. They believe in the poor and the destitute need to be taken care of with alms. So they have some positive things, but most of them are rejected. The problem is, though, they're so often beaten down and controlled by the system called Islam, which is mainly a political system, that they're not willing to oppose the 1-2% of extreme Muslims, and the moderate Muslims are trying to stop the extremists coming in from Syria and Iraq and elsewhere, North Africa, etc., because they know they'll disrupt things, and they know eventually that Muslims in general as a group can be shoved into civil detention camps, thinking that's going to solve the problem. There's a very few times where I agree with Obama. One of them is that modern Islam is one of our allies in this problem, but we do have to identify it as Islam. The faith of Islam, we're going to have Bill Warner back on the program, is dangerous. It's dangerous because it's easy to radicalize it based on the actual written scriptures. But most Muslims don't adhere to that. They're actually just rational, decent people that want a pen that writes, a car that's good. They want to have a safe school. They don't want to have, they're not interested. They want the U.S. Constitution, not Sharia law in their community. Although there are a number of Muslims in Deerfield, Mirshid, and elsewhere where they become large enough, especially to get radicalized. And this 1-2% are radicalizing Americans born in America as Muslims. In fact, It's the highly educated Muslims that are the ones to most fear, not the poorer ones. Just like the poor Mexicans coming here to pick fruit or work or hard labor aren't the cause of most of the violence. It's people are involved with drugs. Some of them with ex-military. Some of them actually have served one or two terms, and they're American citizens because they came from Central America or Mexico, and they served in their military, but they're now involved with drug trade and assassinations and so on because they have skill sets working in our military and trained now in Iraq or somewhere else. So we have to identify the problem before we actually diagnose and treat it. So I'll be writing some. I wrote a paper on immigration. I want to get some feedback from people on that. And I think it's a good first step to look at it. I'm also writing a paper on health care. The 7-point plan of Bernie Sanders won't work. I mean, Bernie Sanders saying the plan won't work because he doesn't know how to pay for it. I'm going to put together a plan that combining the 7 points of Donald Trump and my plans, which are the following. I'll give us some main bullet points. Number one, we need to get rid of malpractice insurance and malpractice completely. We need to have mediation. We need to monitor doctors and health professionals so that if they don't have skill sets to know how to do something, we just train them. We identify early that they're deficient and we fix it right away. We don't have penalties. We just force them into training. If they haven't done, say, a knee surgery in 5 years and they're a senior orthopedic surgeon, we're not going to assume they know how to do it unless they can prove to us in a cadaver clinic they know how to do the surgery if it's been so many months or years. We need to make sure that people are competent in whatever they do. If they haven't done a lot, for example, what I found was interesting when I was a resident, I was doing more procedures than the staff men who may not have done those procedures, may only do a few procedures in, say, a year. And in a matter of a week, I did more than they did an entire year. So if you're a senior resident, you're actually doing a lot more procedures, a lot more competent. A lot of times the staff people that are out in practice 20 years because they rely on the residents to do all the hard grunt work in hospitals. Okay, so if you're not doing something frequently, you're not probably competent. I like to see the training like the EMTs, so you can train laterally. So if you start off as an EMT or a firefighter, you can train up and become a neurosurgeon, but you can train laterally. You don't have to go through the regular pathways. I also want to have a system where you get rid of all state licensing authorities. State licensing is ridiculous. It should be your license in America, period. It doesn't matter if you're in military base off in Guam or you're in Alaska. If you decide that after 50 years in practice you want to retire and scrub up an assistant surgery 3 mornings a week while you're not in your boat in Florida, it's your business. You don't need to recertify. What you do need to do is recertify that you're competent in whatever you do, which is an easy weekend or week-long course to go to off to the special center to prove that you have the skill sets to either do the procedures or to assist in the procedures. That's easy to do. We need to also make sure that we want the same footing for nutraceuticals as we have for drug companies. We also make sure that we pull drugs quicker if they're showing signs that they're causing toxic problems. We need to make sure doctors learn functional medicine. It's not alternative medicine. I get angry when I hear this. And doctors don't know enough infectious disease, biotoxicology, genetics, epigenetics. They just don't know this, okay? They don't know enough what I call living functional pathology. And they need to have an extra probably year or two of training before they get in. I also disagree strongly with anybody becoming a specialist before they spend at least 2 to 5 years as a general doctor. I think it's obscene. In Switzerland, you can't become a specialist until you've been in general practice for 5 years. Also, you can't even become a dentist unless you've actually been in general medical practice because you have to know how the mouth connects to the body. So you have a higher quality of care. You also need to have a system set up so doctors are paid salaries. But the salary shouldn't be an idly-piddly salary. It should be based on 4 parameters, but paying enough that it means if you had your education subsidized by the healthcare system, because right now the average doctor coming owes $500,000. They're never going to pay it off. And you don't want to SWAT team doctors because they're trying to pay off their debts with piddly insurance fees that are coming back from the insurance carriers or Medicare now. You're going to end up with no doctors. And if you sue the doctors out of practice because of, inane lawsuits, you're going to find you have such a dearth of doctors you're trying to substitute with technicians and nurse practitioners that aren't adequately trained. So this is not smart. So I'm putting together a paper for a smart paper on how to fix healthcare. And it should cost a quarter what it does now, and everybody's covered. And by the way, we need to get rid of insurance. When we're talking about single payer, I go way beyond Canada, Europe, and even Bernie Sanders. I want to go back to the Kohenic system of ancient Israel. The tithe was paid, which means the universal tax is paid, so that the Kohens would never go into business. In other words, you have sheep and goats and camels and so on. They would stay in practice to be the public health officers, the high priests to go in the Holy of Holies in Yom Kippur, which just passed. And that's why Pesach is coming, Passover. It's separated by a month from current Easter. Sometimes it's very close. And I want to see a system where, you know, like even in ancient Chinese medicine, but in ancient Israel, that you sure as heck don't pay the doctor copay in order to get adequate care. It's ridiculous because most poor people can't afford it. Whether it's a cataract surgery or proper diagnostics or functional medicine. And there's always competition between this group and that group. We need to have what I call a pyramid-like structure for every doctor. There's, say, four nurse practitioners and two or three chiropractors and nutritionists and psychologists and all the other people that deal with all the other issues so that the doctor doesn't have to see more than 12 to 14 people a day. And if you get to see the doctor, it means all the x-rays and labs and history and everything's done. And he may order some more stuff, but you're not wasting the time. And if you need an hour with the doctor, you can get an hour, okay? Not 5 minutes where your foot's sticking out the door and he's on his way out with a magic script pad. The doctors also need enough time off to do continuing education and have a life so they don't die prematurely, which now we're stressing on doctors. So the average male doctor in America lives 10 years less than the average male in any other industry. So doctors die fast, you know. So that's not a rational thing. if you want to have good people, you want them not stressed out. You don't want them not running like a maniac. You also don't want them making ridiculous amounts of money, like $10 or $20, $30 million, because they're running a burn unit or doing plastic surgery or spinoplasties and so on. You want to pay doctors well. I mean, really well. You want to give them pensions and time off. But you don't want things which are, we call, obscene. So those are kind of my plans for healthcare. And the 7 points that are Trump plan are a good transition, but you need to transition eventually to a beyond single payer where basically, just like ancient Israel, you won't even think of the idea of having insurance or state licensing or malpractice. Those are things of the past. That's how you fix the system.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And I just want to touch on some of my more recent consultations. I get all kinds of interesting twists and turns, and they're also individualized, by the way. When we're looking at all kinds of different nutraceuticals, one of the things that's really important for people to understand is that many of these have crossover effects. For example, I had a request by someone who wondered if it was due to ear care or vision care. The Minierin, for example, works on both. So does ultracyamin B1. CDP, or cytidine choline, we've done research, and other top ophthalmology experts into alternative ophthalmology have found cytidine choline or CDP choline very helpful for restoring eye function and the neurological function of the back of the eye, as well as the uridine monophosphate. All these three, ultracyamin B1, CDP choline, or cytidine choline, and uridine, restore cholinergic pathways, which are actually how you see. It's acetylcholine in the back of your eye that actually transmits to the nucleus behind your eyes, and then projected off to the optic cortex in the opposite side of your brain. In other words, your left eye sees on the right side of the brain in terms of the projection to the occipital cortex. So it's above your cerebellum, so you actually see with the back of your brain. Isn't that interesting how we're designed? It's kind of neat. So now when we look at things like taking Allergan, had a question. People take Allergan before meals because when you have a meal, especially we talked about this with Clay in the first segments, histamines are naturally present in things like tuna or in some foods, but also it's released by allergic reactions. So you take it before eating for gut. Now, but also you can take it during the day at a higher dose. You should, instead of one, just twice a day before eating your two large meals, you want to take it, say, three times a day, and you may even double it up to three times a day for autoimmune conditions or serious inflammatory conditions. So Allergan not only reduces histamine, it'll also reduce the other cytokines like IL-1 beta, IFN gamma, TNF alpha, all these other cytokines that can cause tissue inflammation and can promote autoimmune disease and or inflammatory changes that can cause cancer. So all very helpful. So histamine reduction will stop asthma, other inflammatory conditions as well. I had a request from a gentleman who wanted to know if he wanted to have a visit. First off, I don't have a medical office. We provide email and phone consults only, and we do provide medical records review for medical legal consultations as well. And I provide protocols on network with their doctors or clinics around the world to refer them if they need so. This gentleman wanted to know if he has a treatment for herpes. Yes, we do, actually. You can hit it with triple threat, which is nitriodine, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, Allicin Med, a capsule 3 times a day, Silver 100, 1 spray or 3 drops for 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day, and Nutra Defense, which disrupts the viral capsid and boosts your natural killer cell activity against the virus. It blocks the receptor binding domain so viruses can't spread or reattach. So that's the protocol, and it works very well. It'll put you in remission, but after about 2 or 3 months, you can cut the dosage down to about half to maintain and stay in remission. So you need to stay on it. We don't know what will happen if you stop it. If you stop it, it's possible after 6 months or a year, it might come back. But we have people we've kept in remission for years using a protocol or even a cut-down version like just taking Allicin Med and NutriDefense. Sometimes I get people that get really upset about what's going on in their life or, you know, when's America going to, quote, collapse and all these things. If you listen to all the programs and you get various different opinions, you can start to form one yourself based on asking the right questions and looking at the evidence. We're going to talk about that in Hour 3 with Lowell Ponte and his book, which I think is a little bit humorous, to be honest with you. It talks about this in terms of, you know, where are we going now in terms of what's happening with the world economy, what's happening with the current situation. And Lowell will have some interesting things. I don't want to steal his thunder because I think he's going to have some shocking and very revelatory information about what's happening in America, especially in this election cycle where we see it's the most interesting and, you know, as I say, get out the popcorn, the most interesting election cycle probably in many, many years. Probably in at least a century from what I can see, looking historically. When we look at the news items, and we're going to be coming over the top of the hour with Lowell, I'm looking at the response of the Democratic Party, in general, the progressives, is to keep our borders open, even though it puts us in danger. I think we need to actually, it's not just a matter of vetting who comes into the country, but also monitoring the mosques and policing them like some of the Republican candidates have talked about, but not just policing. Because remember, most of them, we need to actually intervene directly by listening in the mosques, pulling out the imams that are radicalizing, getting rid of radical elements, and then supporting the moderate Muslims that want to actually get rid of these characters or prevent them from coming into the country. We need to be allies with them, and we need to de-radicalize Islam so that the Muslims here, and I think there's almost 10 million, 9.7 million Muslims in America, most of those people are decent people, which is, if they were all radicalized Muslims, you'd have Muslim terrorism in every street corner. It doesn't happen. Most don't realize also that the rise of Muhammad was actually a counter-revolution against corruption and apostasy within the Catholic Church and Judaism, which had by that time had deteriorated to Babylonian Judaism, which is one version or another of Sabbataism, etc., and which is, happened later, of course, Sheptitsky, etc. But what people should understand is that the disturbed revelations that were given to Muhammad, even in the what's called the Satanic Letters by Salman Rushdie, which actually was a dialogue, an analysis of the dialogue that's in the Quran, and in the Shura, that actually was a dialogue between Muhammad saying he was talking to this higher spirit, and it turned out, he mentioned it even in his dialogue to his wife, that he thought, he wasn't sure if he was talking to the God, you know, Godhead, or if he was talking to Lucifer, Satan, the fallen one. I mean, and that academic analysis by Salman Rushdie got a fatwa in his head, so he had to hide for years. So people need to understand, these things are problems inside Islam that, you know, most Muslims either try to ignore it or they want to, you know, move beyond it, just like the corruption and the evil in the Middle Ages. The Catholic Church, over 1,000 years, it's estimated they killed between 55 and 110 million people. That's a lot more even than communist China. They did it over a long time, but I mean, people need to understand that the Albigensian and many of these other uprisings to keep the Bible and to study it and so on were major problems for the Catholic Church, because they said if they read the Bible, it was going to cause, you know, major consternation against the rule and the actions of the popes. So you have to understand where things are now. In a sense, Islam is where the Catholic Church was during the Dark Ages. Okay, so if we can understand that and we can empathize with them, we can help to ally with the more moderate elements and get the crap out of the Muslim faith, or any faith that thinks it has a right to take over everything. You know, as I say, true spirituality and the understanding of the Most High God will dissolve all foolishness, which is why in ancient Israel they want to reveal the Holy One, which is why, you know, both King David and other great men of the Old Testament knew that the only person they could sin against was God. You can't sin against man or nature. You can only sin against the Creator. You can do evil against those other things, but you can't sin except against the Creator God, because He's the source of all wisdom and knowledge. And that's a problem. The same way as if you seek God, you're going to do the right thing as a high priest in the ancient Kohenic priesthood. You're also going to take care of God's children, which is why God wouldn't let anything other than godly men to actually be the, quote, the physicians of the Kohenic priesthood. And there were false priests like James and Jambres, the sons of Eli, that brought false fire into the temple, and that's why they were punished. What we need to start understanding is we have basically secular and agnostic and polytheistic health professionals of all types. And that's why we have a system now that aborts babies and kills seniors and puts co-payments on health care and profits off of the death and destruction and the disease of people as they're getting ill or elderly. It's an ungodly system. And when we come back, we're going to be joined with Lowell Ponte, a remarkable new book. And, of course, coming up tomorrow, first hour, is Cure for Our University. This week we are going to have Tim Macy on a major discussion with the Gun Owners of America on first hour on Thursday. Always remarkable stories for you, interviews, and more. Here in NutraMedical, we have our live stream TV channel links up now, our Listen Live and MP3. Go there first. Always go to our links directly to listen to the show live or whatever, or the dial-in phone number. It's to avoid confusion. And check out our YouTube channel. We're posting up a lot of new YouTubes and our live stream channel if you're one of our, as I say, live stream members that just gets free if you're a regular customer. We'll be back in just a moment with Lowell Ponte.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.